Okay, so let's talk about very briefly about a liquidity risk policy. Every one of you that are federally insured is required to have a liquidity risk policy. So here's the components of a liquidity risk policy, and this is right in the regulation. I literally copied it right out of the regulation. A couple of the important points, let me just highlight a couple of important things. It has to define responsibilities. Some of you are really small. All the responsibility is going to be split up between the board and the CEO. Some of you may have a CFO or an ALCO or other staff members. But your policy should assign the responsibility for who's going to do what and when they're going to do it. Who's responsible for what? Who's responsible for actually estimating liquidity risk? Who's responsible for bringing that report to the board of directors? And that type of information. Your policy should make provisions for how you're going to estimate liquidity risk. Are you just going to use those static balance sheet ratios? For those of you that are small and have really simple balance sheets, that probably will get you through the day. If you're larger or more complex, you probably are going to need to do some kind of cash flow forecasting. But whatever it is, it needs to be stated in your policy. Our credit union will use one-year cash flow forecast, and we're going to do that every quarter, and we're going to do that every quarter as often as necessary. And then what's going to happen? Are we going to report that to the board of directors? Are we going to report that to the ALCO? Where's that information going to go, and what are they going to do with it? And the last one is defined liquidity risk limits. For example, if you're talking about your static balance sheet ratios, maybe your loans to shares, your risk limit might be 90%. At the point where you get 90% loans to shares, that's as far as you want to go. Or it might be higher than that. I'm just throwing out examples here. I'm not making suggestions on your risk limits. It might be less than that. Could be pretty much wherever you want it, depending on your net worth, the nature of your balance sheet, the liquidity of your loans, and on all those variables that we spent the last 45 minutes talking about. So there's the bullets that your policy should cover. Obviously, if you're a small, simple balance sheet, your policy can be pretty simple and pretty short. If you're a large, complex credit union, your policy obviously is going to be more extensive and more complex.